Joined now by Jace Beeler, North Dakota State University Chief of Staff, also one of the co-chairs of the Presidential Search Committee at NDSU. Jace, first of all, is getting down to the end of the semester. Let's briefly touch on how things are at NDSU.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Chris. And yes, as you said, we're approaching the final week of the semester, and a lot of students getting ready for graduation day this coming Friday, and really an exciting time on campus as students are finishing up courses and wrapping up, getting ready for graduation. It's a fun time at NDSU.
It's always a great time when you are celebrating the achievements of your students, and a student population that has been very successful, whether it be in the classroom or the athletic field or in the community, a lot of success at NDSU.
Yes, absolutely. We have a tremendous student body who's actively engaged not only on campus, as you said, within athletics, the fine arts, student organizations, whether it be student government, Saddle and Sirloin, you know, pick your robotics, pick your organization, but students who are actively engaged on campus, but also in the region. So it's we are so proud of all the things that they do, and they do to represent NDSU not only here in Fargo, but across the state and across the country.
And of course, with that always comes a season of change, and a season of change that's on the horizon is the search for the new president at NDSU, Dr. Cook, getting that opportunity of really a lifetime to go to his alma mater in Iowa State. Talk about that transition, too.
Absolutely. We're incredibly proud of President Cook and Dr. Kate Cook, who've been just amazing leaders here on campus for NDSU, and really just done an incredible job of representing NDSU and ensuring that the reputation of NDSU is built and emboldened across the state of North Dakota. And I think, you know, NDSU is going to be better for decades to come for the time that Dr. Kate Cook and President Cook spent here at NDSU, and we're thrilled for them as they return home to Iowa State, and hopefully look forward to continuing to partner with them in their new roles.
So that leads to a presidential search at NDSU. Talk a little bit about, Jace, where that process currently sits right now.
Yes, absolutely. So I, luckily enough, to serve as a co-chair with Kevin Black, the State Board of Higher Education chair. He is a co-chair of the NDSU committee. We had an opportunity to actually attend NDSU together, so both Bison graduates, and had a wonderful first committee a week ago today actually, and really just have a solid group of individuals that are passionate about NDSU, but passionate about what higher education means and NDSU means for the state, for its workforce, for its research and innovation, and really are excited about how things have kicked off. We've got another meeting that's going to come up later next week, so information will be coming out about that early next week. And just excited to get things rolling with the search committee.
How important is it as you look for a new leader, as you start to head in that direction, how important is it to you as chief of staff, your university family, and everyone at NDSU in maintaining what has been built under President Cook in going into the future? How important is that as you begin this transition?
Yeah, I think, we've had a survey open to campus, faculty, staff, students, as well as Alumni Foundation community members to kind of get feedback on that. And one of the common themes has been to build on the momentum of President Cook and to keep, his strong presence and the belief of connection with students, the connection with the community, and connection with the state in the next president. And I think we saw that in our first committee meeting, and we have individuals who are really excited to build on what President Cook has done, and for that matter, the leaders of the past at NDSU, and really take us to the next level.
I know that in our visiting in the past and with President Cook, there's always been that NDSU looking to the future and looking at how they can shape higher education as a whole. Obviously, as a continuity of things, as you guys move into the future, what kind of plans are in place at the university once President Cook leaves to keep this momentum moving forward?
Yeah, that's one of the great things that President Cook did is ensure that he had a strong leadership team around him. We've got leaders across campus, within the cabinet, within the faculty, staff, and students, a tremendous group of shared governance leaders that are really all believe in the common goals that President Cook has set forward and want to maintain that momentum going forward. So I think you're going to see us continuing to move the ball down the field, if you will, and make sure that we don't lose any yardage, in the transition period.
How can the community become involved in this process? Obviously, you've invited community feedback through the survey. What are some other ways community can be involved in shaping not only the future of NDSU, but specifically right now, this search for the next leader of the university?
Great question. As we get the process rolling here, we should have a timeline that is a little more firmed out in the next week or so, and there'll be opportunities throughout the process for the community to engage. And we're going to look when it comes to the candidates coming to Fargo and to campus, there'll certainly be opportunity for the community members to engage and get to meet candidates and participate. We will ensure that all the meetings, as you're aware, are open meetings. You'll get to participate in that discussion or come live if you'd like to, as we contemplate kind of the timeline and qualities and characteristics we're looking for. But we plan, both Kevin and I plan to make sure this is a transparent and very inviting opportunity for all that are interested to participate.
Jace, what's your message to Bison Nation as you begin this process?
I'd say is to keep the momentum moving forward. I'd say, one of the things that Kevin and I talked about early on with Commissioner Brent Sanford, as well as with President Cook, is to make sure that we don't lose any ground in the time of this transition. So we want, whether you're a student, a faculty member, staff member, or an alumnus, or a community member who's just a supporter, please, we just urge everyone to continue moving things forward, continuing to support NDSU progressing into our new leadership. And we think that this is going to be an exciting time for NDSU, and we're only going to build on the great things that have come from President Cook's time.